producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Here's Biff Kessler with the update.
Yeah, I think the game just got over. It went into extra innings, and the Royals win game one.
Yeah. How about that? The Royals, I'd like to see the Royals win, actually, under the circumstances. Not that it makes any difference, and not that we're here to talk about sports. Thank you, Biff. I'm Gary Douglas. Always these guys that have the sports names, the broadcaster names. I'm Mel Allen. He was actually, that was his real name. And he was a great Yankees broadcaster. We are fairly good broadcasters ourselves in our own right here. Doug Steffen of the Good Day program. The thinking when it comes to the quality of work that's being done by the military is where we'll get started here. The focus in depth in this hour of the program, and we are concerned, all those. I think there are probably very few people that are not concerned about ISIS. Now, whether we get involved or not, whether we're supposed to be there, is a matter of discussion and debate, and therefore the discussion and debate starts with a possible escalation of U.S. military action in the Middle East. The Defense Secretary, Mr. Carter, said yesterday the U.S. is retooling its strategy and would conduct unilateral ground raids if needed to target Islamic State militants. So this has been, what, a year in the making? How long has ISIS been a problem? At least a year, right?
At least, yeah.
At least a year. Okay, so they've been asleep at the switch. So now, because apparently there's not much going on anywhere else, and the military guys need something to do, let's put some men on the ground and have special operations, raid here and there. There has been some ground operation activity. You remember last week, the rescuing of the hostages, which I think was the right thing to do, frankly. The first U.S. combat death, though, in Iraq since, what, 2011, I think. Mr. Carter did not say under what circumstances we might conduct more ground action, because, after all, it's none of your damn business. You're just paying for it. Right? Why would, really, you expect to know what they're doing? They just want you to know they're going to spend more of your money. And therefore, we're going to expand the debt limit by another, what, how much? To pay for the military industrialists to make more ammo, to make more tanks, to make more Humvees and MRAPs and planes and drones and all that good stuff. Boy, that's expensive fare, and we want to pay for it. They get paid more. The people in the military industrial complex, they get their money. The VA people get, the people who have been on the ground get shot up and come back to this country to be treated. You think they're getting a fair shake? How many people still in line at the VA to get their coverage? How about that for consideration? There hasn't been much progress defeating ISIS, but we're spending a heck of a lot of money with various tools, hardware, if you will, the will of war. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff testified yesterday before the Senate Armed Services Committee. The Republicans, as you can imagine, harshly criticizing the president and his strategy in Syria and Iraq. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Here we are a year plus later, and they're stronger and better at what they were doing before because there was no leadership, because we have no leadership. And neither does any other country, apparently, in the free world that amounts to a damn. Because these people should have been squashed like a bug well over a year ago. among other options being considered beside ground activity, providing close air support for Iraqi ground forces with Apache helicopters or other aircraft so they can get shot down. Our guys can get hurt and we can get some more new helicopters. U.S. military advisors are embedded over there with some of the smaller Iraqi units. So Americans are going to be closer to the front lines. Make no mistake about it. No mistake. There are 3,300 troops in Iraq now that have American uniforms on, supposedly training Iraqis, advising Iraqis, protecting U.S. facilities that are still there. There aren't any troops actually in Syria. So the U.S. Army Apache helicopters and some other aircraft may be used to provide close air support. Administration considering other moves that would place U.S. troops closer to the front lines. So I'm being redundant here somewhat because I think that we are back into a situation when you, if you really think about it, Americans don't think about this stuff. The bamboozling, bombastic George Bush says, yeah, we got to go get those Iraqi bad guys, Saddam Hussein. And there was nothing to get. But yet we fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And the American, the military-industrial complex is much healthier for it thanks to that move. How many Americans are dead because of that move? And where are we because of that move? So in a moment, I'm going to have a conversation with Michael Hiltzik, who focuses his writing on the very thing we're talking about, the military-industrial complex. In the focus, in a moment, on Good Day.
Well, I'm here to drink the coffee.
Morning, Dan. Hey, isn't it a little early for a Halloween costume?
Why, no. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members millions of dollars in surprise points to use towards purchases on costumes and decorations.
Wow.
The scariest part? These points expire October 31st.
I should check my surprise points online.
Surprise points are good for in-store or online.
Yeah, here's your coffee. Hey, don't fight the lid with your fangs.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, and Kenny and I have with us Michael Hilsick, who won a Pulitzer Prize in 1999 for articles exposing corruption in the entertainment industry. And now he's on to understanding what's going on in the military-industrial complex in our country. The book is called Big Science, Ernest Lawrence and the Invention That Launched the Military-Industrial Complex. This is a story of World War II, or at least it begins in World War II, Michael, is that right?
Well, it actually begins about 10 years before World War II when the invention was made. But World War II really, and the Manhattan Project, which developed the atomic bomb, really is the centerpiece of the book.
All right, so from that point, if you want to give us a little history as to how it continued to grow, remember what Eisenhower said when he left office to Kennedy and the rest of the country, beware the military-industrial complex. It was minimal then in comparison to what it is now. In my opinion, the military-industrial complex is responsible for the problems, many of the problems in the world, and is way out of control. How do you view it?
Well, I think if you look at Dwight Eisenhower's words on that occasion when he coined the term the military-industrial complex and warned us against it, they really look visionary. He really was looking ahead to the world today, because what he said was that the military and industry had come together, and when they come together, they essentially follow their own interests, and that's not always going to be the same as the public interest. And he did warn that when they did come together, they really were in it to make money or for self-aggrandizement, and this was really dangerous. And I think what he projected is really what has come to pass, and we see it every day, even in today's federal budget.
What's the relationship between big government and this big business?
Well, big government funds big business. Big business gets its way with big government, because the bigger big business gets, the more money it has to lobby and to support its candidates. And obviously we see this in our elections. We see this in federal spending. We see it in the power that the military budget still exercises over Congress. Just within the last 24 hours in the budget deal, the Pentagon really is protected from cuts, and it's a struggle to get the non-Pentagon budget to support all of the things that we need in society, all of the help that people need from the federal government, but the military generally gets its way.
Well, aren't we pandering, in a sense? Many of us, many of the people listening to this program now, are always patting soldiers on the back, good job, or talking about the military as if it was some kind of a godlike creation. That's partially what the problem is here. We have revered something that ought not to be revered.
Well, I think what happens is that we mistake one thing for another. Certainly, the men and women who go off into combat and who support our combat soldiers deserve our thanks and our respect. That's not the same thing as giving the Pentagon our respect, because the Pentagon is essentially supporting its own interests. It's one thing to have respect for these men and women who lay their lives on the line. It's another thing to use that respect to say that we shouldn't question military policy, geopolitical policy, and the spending that goes on, often for weapons programs that are manifestly outdated.
Wow.
And irrelevant to the world we live in today.
That's that brings around the focus on the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse that is plentiful. The best example of that in government is the Pentagon. I saw a government accounting office study 4 or 5 months ago suggesting that of the 600 and whatever billion that's requested to run the Pentagon, if you got rid of the graft and the corruption, $460 billion give you the same thing. So that's another item of interest that the politicians around today, people running for office, ought to be focused on, I think. Good work giving us things to think about regarding the military-industrial complex. Michael Hilsick's book is called Big Science.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Actually, Cher is here because she has been tweeting. Her endorsement of Donald Trump has a lot of people wondering what the heck, scratching their heads, what in the world is going on with Cher? She seems to have gone full circle and become a Trump-loving and endorsing Republican. I don't know whether endorsement is the right word or not. She was a big Bill Clinton fan, remember? She was interpreted as tweeting an endorsement of Donald Trump. And I'm looking at some of these tweets, trying to make heads or tails of them. So nice of at Cher to endorse me, Donald Trump, says. Earlier in the day.
You could say, I hate Donald Trump, and he'd be like, thank you for the endorsement, Doug.
And then I'm looking at another tweet. Never thought I'd say Donald Trump is a giant among GOP frontrunners. And she doesn't like Rubio because she doesn't like his stand on women. I don't understand. Trump's not that great on women either, is he?
He loves women. That's what he always says. I love women.
This isn't really an endorsement.
No, it really is.
Just says
he's a leader. You know who? If you want a real Trump endorsement, I just read it's a big one, Dougie.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson has endorsed.
Really?
Wow.
That'll be very helpful.
And Bruce Willis.
There you go. Speaking of Bruce's, the boss is in the news sort of today, or if we go back 20 years ago.
40 years ago.
Is it 40?
Boy.
40 years ago.
I said 20. That would be 90. Yeah, it was 75. Yep. October 27th, 1975. Bruce appeared on the cover of both Time and Newsweek in the same week. Big stuff. This is Roberta.
40 years ago.
First got her.
Has it ever happened for a...
And it wasn't planned. They just happened to have the same cover.
for a pop icon. I mean, okay, you know, the Ayatollah of Iran or something like that, sure, a presidential, you know, but has that ever happened for another pop
icon? Only when they died.
Yeah, only when they died, exactly. Yeah, only when they died.
Huh. I was reading about Bruce's when he burst onto the scene and how these record executives walked into, I guess it was a Stone Pony or wherever he was performing that week.
It was the Bottom Line.
And just how they thought that this music was so, so, so different and so groundbreaking. And, you know, we grew up.
Well, it was.
We don't
it
think
was.
About it anymore. But back then in 1975, you know, I was 10 years old, whatever I remember. But, you know, when you listen to this, there was nothing else like it.
Nope.
No, it's very unique. He's very unique. So the Boss, a tribute for the Boss here on Good Day. We were just talking about endorsements from people or shares endorsement of Donald Trump. It seems Ben Carson now has a narrow lead all across the country, dislodging Donald Trump from the top spot. This is a CBS News survey released this morning. According to the information, Mr. Carson is the choice of 26% of Republican primary voters who have been polled. Mr. Trump, 22%. The margin of error is plus or minus 6%, so it could be either way. That would be interpreted by some the statisticians as a dead heat because of the margin of error. But still, it says something about both of them, I guess. But it also says that this is October.
It's very early.
Of 2015. We got a year to go.
The front runners in the previous races who were winning at this time, how they fared. Yeah.
Exactly. I'd be worried. I would really be worried.
I don't know about being worried.
Well,
it's on guard time. 28 past our good day.
Many know Ed Shames as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed Shames, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
We're 100% certain it's gonna rain eventually, and we know it's gonna get dark tonight. Because we feel good these things will happen. NAPA's taking up to 30% off select headlamps and wiper blades. Plus up to $10 back after mail-in rebate when you buy a pair. Big savings on headlamps and wipers. Bet you didn't see that coming. Conquer the job with NAPA know-how. At participating NAPA Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 11/14/15.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
175 years ago, Tocqueville warned Americans about a new kind of oppression from our own government. He said, "The government covers the surface of society with a network of small, complicated rules, through which the most original minds and the most energetic characters cannot penetrate. The will of man is not shattered, but softened, bent, and guided. Men are seldom forced by it to act, but they are constantly restrained from acting. Such a power does not tyrannize, but it compresses, extinguishes, and stupefies a people until a nation is reduced to nothing better than a flock of timid animals of which the government is the shepherd. We must look through the lens of liberty and take back our freedom before it's too late."
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed. And just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get.
Good day, time is now 33 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen, good day program. How do you do? Those wonderful things. How about we make some money, Kenny? You want to make some money? Let's make some fast cash and invest in Walgreens. Except, wait a minute, hold the phone. Walgreens is no longer an American drugstore. They are the biggest drug chain in America, but they aren't owned by Americans. No, say it isn't so. It isn't. They're owned by Boots. Boots, you say. What's a boot? That kind of a boot is a boot. What do they say in Canada? It's a boot. It's a boot, no. Boots, the Boots Alliance Company Limited, is the British drug company. Any of you who have been to the British Isles have seen Boots everywhere. I don't think, well, Tesco has drugs. So some of the supermarkets over there have the same sort of combo that we have here. There's a drugstore in most of the big chains, right? And Albertsons have a drug-related store that belongs to them, and Kroger's, and Publix. I think all of the big chains have their own sort of drug business because that's where most of the cash is, frankly. The cash isn't the profit, not a cash. Having a supermarket is a great business because it's all cash. Cash. Give me the cash. So it's they work on short margins. But the drug business, woo, it's great. So Walgreens Boots Alliance, which operates Walgreens here and Boots there, is paying $9 a share in cash, $17 billion for Rite Aid. So now we're going to have one less chain, one less competitor, one less bell to answer, if you know what I mean. That's a lot of cash, Bash. Let's see what else the Wall Street Journal story for today has in it. Let's see here. Rite Aid headquartered in Pennsylvania. They're paying a premium of almost 1.5%. So, in other words, what they're paying, the closing price of Rite Aid yesterday, add 48% of the value, and that's how you get the number. I don't know why they're doing it because they want to monopolize. It's kind of like the military-industrial complex. Let's call this the drug-industrial complex, because that's what it is. There's fierce competition between Walgreens and CVS. CVS just bought all of the, not just, but a few months ago, bought all of the Target stores, drug store. In other words, no longer a Target drug store. The CVS is in Target now. And so there's what you need is traffic to make all this work. When's the last time you went into a drugstore and there wasn't a line at the counter? I don't go to drugstores often. There's always a line. It doesn't make any difference what the drugstore chain is, what time of day it is, what time of night it is, and how many businesses operate on a 24-hour cycle. Most of these drugstores in the major urban areas and suburban areas are open 24 hours a day. Big signs outside on the highway, open 24 hours a day. Why do you think they're open? They're not open as a service. They're open because they're making money. 24 hours a day. They'll tell you as a service to you and our customers, we'll stay open 24 hours a day. Aren't we good guys? They have one person in the store, and they're loading up the shelves with more of the things. And is there a place in the world where you can get more candy at Halloween than a drugstore? This is the whole... They shouldn't call them drugstores anymore. As a matter of fact, CVS never really was a drugstore. They're headquartered here in Massachusetts, and they were the original consumer value store. They didn't start selling drugs until they bought a couple of drugstores as part of what they wanted to do to expand in the 50s or 60s. They've been around since World War II, as I recall. But consumer value stores were that era's version of the dollar store. How many dollar stores do we have now? And use your imagination. Think what happens if the Dollar Tree gets into drugs and starts discounting. These guys are going to get creamed someday. They are. Because they've gotten too big, too cumbersome. That's what happens with big business more often than not. Right? This guy buys that guy, and then the combined buys the next guy. They buy and buy and buy. Pretty soon it's the drugstore. Oh, but wait a minute. There's this little chain over here that just offered, they hired a pharmacist, and they're going to offer a compounding service, and you can get your drugs over here, and guess what? It's 40% cheaper than getting it over at the big box store. So I'm going to dollar store to get my drugs from now on. That doesn't sound quite right, but you know what I mean. Right? Don't you see that? That's the American way. You get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and slower and slower and slower until finally it's the little guy's time to start on the road to success. So don't we all wish we'd have bought Walgreens? Actually, I wish I'd have bought Rite Aid stock yesterday.
Yeah, Rite Aid stock would have been.
Rite Aid stock would have been.
Yeah.
What to buy yesterday. You'd have had a nice time. So let's see here. They have, yesterday, what was it? The stock was, they're worth, Walgreens now is worth $72 billion, a cash company headquartered in Illinois. They're worth $72 billion, and they're buying up Rite Aid that has $28 billion in cash assets. How do you like them? How do you like them numbers, boys and girls? Big, it's a big deal. All right, so as we're talking about this sort of thing, we're in the medical aisle on Good Day. Let's listen to our friend Dr. Jack Stockwell in a moment talk about what his podcast is this week on the Forbidden Doctor. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Welcome to Staples. Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Now, kid. I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
There's a lot to love about the fall season. Unfortunately, it shares the calendar with something we don't love, cold and flu season. Walmart can help you be ready with low prices on everything you need, like Halls cough drops, Kleenex tissues, and Vicks vapor rub. By taking simple steps like stocking up now, your family won't be caught off guard when the coughing starts in the middle of the night. So be ready to save the day for your family and celebrate what's great about fall. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Dr. Jack Stockwell. At 44 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jack is here, as he is a couple times a week usually, to go through some of the medical information, medical news, what he's doing at the Forbidden Doctor. He and his wife Mary put together these podcasts that now are heard by hundreds of thousands of people around the country and around the world. The reason people listen and keep coming back is because they are so good. They're full of sort of brain snacks, if you will. How do you like that? You can use
like
that, Jack.
You like that? I like that. And they're
brain
free
snacks. Yes, and they're
the brain
free.
Snacks are free.
Free at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So what's this week's theme?
The seven things that you thought were bad for you that mm-hmm. will save your life.
Really? I'm guessing that bacon's not one of those, and hot dogs.
Uncured. Uncured bacon, uncured hot dogs are okay. It's the stuff where they load them up with sodium nitrites, the stuff I've been saying for years on your show.
Yes, you have. Yep.
Stay away from processed meats.
The world today is waking up to a report that is not news to those of you who've been listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program for years. As Jack has suggested, the processed meats that raise the risk of colon cancer, stomach
yes.
cancer, red meat that has come from animals that have been given injections to make them grow bigger, faster, chicken as well as beef, all of that stuff is what we've been talking about. This is nothing cutting. There's no cutting edge here. on this information. This is information we passed along for years and years and years. The crud, the crap, the garbage that you buy in a processed bag or a box that comes from God knows where and has in it God knows what. But it tastes good. So we won't pay much attention to anything else other than the fact that it tastes good. And in the meantime, you're killing yourself. And that's basically what all of this drama is about today.
Well, mankind has managed to avoid starvation over the thousands of generations that have preceded us by eating animal products when they had to. But these were grass-pastured, they were wild in the forests, they were not loaded with antibiotics, not loaded with all kinds of the hormonal stuff.
They didn't come out of the spam plant.
They did not come out of the spam plant. And you and I have talked about this for years on this show. You stay away from that. If you're going to eat meat, it's got to be the way nature made it. Grass pastured, deep ocean fish, raw dairy, these kinds of foods that are the way Mother Nature made them. As soon as man gets a hold of them to get shelf life and mass production, look at the explosion of degenerative diseases we have in Western nations that indulge in those foods. I'm glad to see that announcement come out.
People 100 years ago didn't die of cancer.
There was no cancer
100 years ago.
Heart disease never even showed up till the 1920s.
People were killed because they had things like TB, or they were killed because they were 98% of the people lived on the farm and they get killed in farm accidents.
Well, it was plumbing. It was plumbing to clean that stuff up.
Yeah.
When the public health laws came out in 1914, and all the plumbing that the cities started to implement into their city structure, the diseases started to.
And every single one of these, this is the kind of stuff that the big ag or the big meat producers or these huge companies that are trying to control the source and supply of food, this is what they're creating. This is what they're feeding you. And this is what they want not to have you know. They don't want you to read labels. They don't want you to know where the food comes from because they just want to try to kill you so they can sell you. These same people are responsible for drugs, the world of drugs. If you look at I've said this 900 times, I've said it once. Look at the board of directors of some of the big agribusinesses, these big consortiums, and then chemical companies. Look at the board of directors on the big pharma side, and you'll see astonishingly many names that are the same, because what they're doing is creating a situation where they'll feed you stuff, try to eliminate everything that's good. That's what Monsanto wants to do. They're killing the family farm and family farmers by getting their people placed in various agencies in the government, the USDA, the FDA, and promulgating rules that put the little guys out of business, so that the only thing you're going to have is choice that comes from big.
That's one of the things I like talking about with you on your show, Doug, is that you understand this stuff.
Yeah, I do understand. I see it every day with my farmer friends. All right, so along comes Jack, and not only his Forbidden Doctor podcast, which helps you understand a lot of these sorts of things, but Jack and his wife and their friend who is a compounder, a drug compounder, but that's not what this person does, compounds elements, an element compounder, came together to put the finishing touches on this long life energy enzyme package that you have. It includes lots of things. Yesterday morning, Meredith made sure that I had four of them. She takes four every day. I try to take a couple in the morning, sometimes a couple at night. These things are aimed at fixing a lot of the stuff that we talk about here. Blood sugar, what's in your gut, that sort of thing, enhancing your immune system. This is a way for you to have your body feel stronger, in a sense. And I mean, I could go on about it, but it has a lot of powerful probiotics. You've had these on the market for what now? 2 months? 3 months?
No, about 3 months. Yes.
And all kinds of great testimonials that are coming in. You had one that I just saw, as a matter of fact, out of the corner of my eye. But there are a lot of, what's the one that you cite?
Well, the latest one was this lady who says, she says, I now have the greatest feeling of well-being. My digestive problems are over, and I am no longer craving my caramel vanilla coffee at Starbucks.
Really?
Yeah, she'd have this big blast of sugar in the morning with her coffee. Yeah,
right.
And she says, I don't even, not that I don't, it's not so much that I'm avoiding it. I don't even crave it anymore.
Well, if you think you ought to learn more about these, perhaps sign up for them. I know a lot of people who are in my circle who are, because they, first of all, believe what Jack says. He's the voice of authority when it comes to these things, and nothing that he says does anything but make sense. That's a double negative. If I translate it, everything Jack says makes sense. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. You'll order the podcast. Then you can click on products and click on Long Life Energy Enzymes and use the code Doug for 10% off. But you can read all about all of these things on the website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. It's a genius that he has. Or maybe it's Mary's genius.
Mary. It's always Mary.
Right, exactly. I know. I understand that.
Yes.
It's 51 after. Jack, thank you for being here and good day.
All right.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
I was murdered, an unnatural death, and now I walk the earth in limbo until the werewolf's curse is lifted. The wolf's bloodline must be severed. The last remaining werewolf must be destroyed. It's you, David.
You saw me standing alone.
Beware the moon, David.
Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Oh, well, this is Bobby Vinton singing Blue Moon, which played over the opening credits of An American Werewolf in London.
Was there for
number one movie during the Halloween week, 1981. The movie. Music gets us into movie moments. You remember this movie, Chucker?
It's a terrific movie. It was directed by John Landis. It was a big hit in the time, and it starred an actor named, I believe, John Norton, who was famous for those Pepsi commercials in the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember those.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Really? Hey. All right, so Chuck Curry is here. We have movie news, movie moments, a lot of things to reflect on as we think about Chewbacca and Darth Vader and things that are happening, all things Star Wars. Well, there are a few other things going on that are not Star Wars related. related, and we'll get to those in a moment here on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Don't miss Macy's Ultimate Pop-Up Sale. Use your Macy's card or savings pass and take an extra 20 or 15% off. Get coats for her, 40% off. Men's suits, outerwear, and more, 40 to 75% off. Cosmetic specials, 50% off. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 10% off select jewelry. And take 60% off bedding. Today only at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
All right, the story today at DougStephan.com about this fellow dressed as a Chewbacca. He was arrested for allegedly violating campaign laws with his support of Darth Vader. A witness recorded video in Odessa in the Ukraine. The man in the Chewbacca costume arrested for campaigning for Darth Vader, or rather a person who's using the Darth Vader identity in a campaign for mayor. Police said Chewie was violating laws against campaigning on Election Day when he arrived in costume at a polling place. He was arrested and fined $8.
Yeah, I saw the video. It's pretty funny. Chewbacca being put into a police car.
Everything Chewbacca, everything that is Star Wars, almost every day there's some new Chewbacca, right, from that scene?
You know, you almost have to think, the film comes out, I believe, December 18th. Does Disney even have to spend one dime to promote it?
No. No, no.
But obviously they will. Yeah. But really, they don't have to, because if you don't know Star Wars is coming out November 18th, you just don't know.
With all of the coming out, the smashing of records for buying and tickets in advance, that kind of stuff. Oof. All right, what else?
You know, here's an interesting story. Although nothing is set in stone on the next Indiana Jones film, its producer Frank Marshall gave an interview and said that he has no plans whatsoever to call any other actor but Harrison Ford Indiana Jones and any future installments in that franchise.
Yeah.
That sounds good in theory, and I sort of like that, but since Disney controls the property, there's no doubt in my mind in the next 10 years another actor will be playing Indiana Jones. His comparison is that he doesn't want to make it like Bond, where any actor could step in and play the role he identifies, and I think a lot of people do. Harrison Ford is Indiana Jones.
Yep.
And I agree with that, but the question is, from a monetary standpoint, from the studio, there's so much to be made with this franchise. Harrison Ford can't play the role forever, although I think he will play it one more time. That eventually they'll go with another actor, but I guess let's see how that plays out.
No, other news, that Doug, little creep Shia LaBeouf or whatever his name is.
I don't think he'll be involved with the next one. Although the strong rumor was that Chris Pratt, the star of Guardians of the Galaxy and Jurassic World, would step in and play Indiana Jones. He'd be a solid choice.
Great.
Although Bradley Cooper also would be a solid choice.
All right, Chuck Curry is here. Our movie moment segment on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old.
At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.